Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Father, we thank you for your grace today to make this all work for your glory and for the blessing of your people. We thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Saints, we're going to study a little bit more on warnings of earthquakes. God bless you and keep you in these days ahead. Pray for where you are, where you need to be, and so on and so forth. Amen. I'm going to share with you prophetic warnings that we've been receiving from the Lord about the coming of great earthquakes. And this is what I believe. Some high magnitude earthquakes have been prayed down to a lower magnitude, and it could be done so at any time that the Lord sees fit, obviously. So many people are praying about their area, and so God usually has some mercy. So it's not an exact science because you got words about this huge magnitude earthquake, and it may have been changed. So, and that's all right and fine. The Lord has to have results. I mean, he puts spankings out there in order to get results. And so we'll just continue with this. According to prophecies, a large Japan quake will precede the large U.S. earthquakes. Japan just had a 7.1, but this may not be the sign. They could have a larger magnitude earthquake, God forbid, and then 10 days of communication darkness for people in the U.S. to move to safety because they've seen the sign. Okay? The West Coast could experience a 9-something magnitude earthquake, according to what some of these revelations show. And then New Madrid shortly after could have a 9-something magnitude quake. Okay. And there will be smaller quakes in the eastern United States. For many years now, we have spoken about the earthquakes that precede the man-child ministry and anointing. We encourage everyone to be spiritually prepared in faith and sanctification and to be seeking the Lord for direction if he would have you to move and where to go and provisions, etc. I want to go over some of these revelations with you today. And we know we are getting close to these things coming to pass. Julie asked the Lord what the people needed to hear and to pray about, and she heard 7. So she searched that under the Dreams and Visions page, and the only one with 7 in the title was Eve's revelation, which I will share with you now. We called it 7 Earthquakes, New Madrid / Man-Child. All right. She said, I dreamed I was high above the earth, sitting on the clouds, and to the right of Tom Welling, the actor who plays Superman in the Smallville TV series. This was odd to me because I don't ever dream of superheroes, but I understand the parable of Superman being Jesus in the man-child with the latter rain anointing and supernatural abilities. He was pointing and showing me places where earthquakes were to take place around the globe and telling me about them. But the strange thing is, the earth was wrapped in a golden yellow tarp that was made of the same material as the yellow raincoat that my son Josiah wears. It used to belong to my dad and is way too big for him, but he loves to wear it when it rains. Well, I believe this is a sign that we will need more than people think to protect from the storms that are coming. Primarily, we need to pray to God in faith to have our Passover, right? On top of the raincoat tarp was the red outline of all the continents of the earth, and each place where there was going to be an earthquake had an outline of a star in red. I only remember two places. One was around the Great Lakes, that would be the New Madrid area in the United States. The Great Lakes / New Madrid quake could be the one that destroys the economy and brings the anointing of the man-child reformers. I remember this one well because when I saw it in the dream, I thought about the American earthquake brings revival dream of 3:14 and 12. And I share this dream below, okay, but we'll go on. The other was in South America. There were seven stars, earthquakes, all together that he pointed out to me. And this reminds me of the seven booms that I heard after waking up from the forgiving the repentant dream of 4:2:12. I share the seven booms portion of that dream below. I could not remember exactly how many stars were in the dream, but I was pretty sure there were seven. So I asked the Father to give me a verse with seven in it, and my finger was on Psalm 119:79. Let those who fear you turn to me, those who know your testimonies. I asked the Father for a confirmation verse, and my finger was on Jeremiah 22:7. There it is. I will prepare destroyers against you, everyone with his weapons. They shall cut down your choice cedars and cast them into the fire. Were the seven earthquakes around the globe on 4:11 and 12 after she first received this, right? A sign of something larger to come? I would say yes. Yeah. So this next one we called American Earthquake Brings Revival, Eve Brast, and this was in 2009. And Deb Horton put some notes in this along with mine. But I dreamed that I was a teacher over a group of elementary school students and also a commander over a platoon of 30 soldiers at the same time. Well, Eve is a type of the bride of the last Adam, Jesus, since Eve was the name of the first Adam's bride, since history repeats. So the bride, Jerusalem, here has rule over the body of 30 soldiers, according to this dream. And as a teacher, She goes on to say, with my students, I resided in the heavenlies, which was indicated by the floor being transparent and having clouds around it. I could see the U.S. underneath my classroom. God's hand appeared to my right and caught my attention. Mene tikel ufarsin? Question mark. Because of the hand of the Lord, right? Well, this saying was written by God's hand and the finger, and it meant the Babylonish kingdom in the U.S. will be judged and divided and will come to an end, as the deep state is now. Daniel 5, 25 through 28. And this is the writing that was inscribed, Mene Mene Tikel Ufarsin. This is the interpretation of the thing. Mene, God hath numbered thy kingdom and brought it to an end. Tikal, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. Perez, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. Of course, that was a type of Cyrus Trump's kingdom conquering Babylon. A repeat of history, okay? Daniel at that time was a type of the man-child who interpreted this judgment. She went on, God's hand pointed down at the U.S., /Canadian border. The hand and I descended towards the Great Lakes area. God's finger started pointing down to the ground near Michigan and then followed the U.S.-Canadian border over to around Minnesota. Then he brought me in for a closer look and showed me a fissure that had begun in the earth. As he traced the crack with his finger, there was a huge earthquake, and I heard the screams of many people falling into the rift that was opened in the earth. Okay, so I believe that's, of course, a warning to question God if you are to leave the area mentioned here, and other areas, by the way, that we will mention later. So there have also been a lot of booms and small quakes in Michigan and Wisconsin around the Great Lakes area. These can identify for you where the fault lines are for future use, because this was an older dream, okay? I was awakened to 7 booms in real life. It definitely was not thunder. There was no rain. And the sky was not cloudy when I got up to type up this dream. And the first boom rattled my window, and it woke me up and made my heart jump. And the first 3 booms seemed to be above ground somehow, but the last 4 rumblings were from below the ground because I heard them through my pillow. So, the booms in Forgiving the Repentant Dream may have been earthquake activity. In another dream, the Statue of Liberty falls to its knees. And at the New Madrid seismic zone, and the ground shook mightily. Okay? So, back to Eve's dream here. I was then on the ground near the beginning of the fault line in Michigan with my students, but they were now soldiers. Well, I believe that's a sign that the students will have grown up when this quake happens, and the soldiers are needed after any large quake, right? So we marched down into the canyon that had been created by the fault line, And when we reached the end of the canyon, I saw the corner of a golden step pyramid, like those found in the Americas, sticking out of the dirt. God's hand came down and uncovered four golden structures from under the dirt. God's voice said, "This is Egypt." And Deb said this, "This reminds me of the parable of the servant who buried his talent in the earth instead of using it to further God's kingdom. America has been doing the same thing with all of the gifts that she has been given." Very true, very true. And my thought is that this shows that the root cause of the quake is that America is an Egypt. And God's people are called forth to come out of her spiritually, even as he divides her with earthquakes and wars. Of course, people get highly motivated when things like this happen, and they go to the Lord if they can't go to anybody else, right? So one structure was the four-cornered step pyramid with no capstone, no capstone. Well, the Great Pyramid with the capstone missing is not Egyptian. It had no Egyptian hieroglyphics or art as the others. The historian Josephus said that Enoch and his sons built it before the flood. A capstone on the pyramid is a chief cornerstone because it's the top cornerstone and it still looks like a corner, right? So, who is Jesus? And is missing and in heaven? That's right. He is the chief cornerstone. He is missing and he is in heaven. The Egyptian pyramids are inferior copies of this great pyramid, which has been identified by the chief cornerstone being missing. Okay? It's a Christian revelation. So the original Chaldean word for pyramid is uramidin, meaning revelation measurements. The Great Pyramid is mentioned in the Bible as an altar to the Lord. So it is prophetically a Christian, not Egyptian. Isaiah 19 and 19, "In that day shall there be an altar to Jehovah in the midst of the land of Egypt, and a pillar at the border thereof to Jehovah." So the Great Pyramid fulfills this because it is on the border of Upper and Lower Egypt and in the midst of the country of Egypt. Verse 20, "And it shall be that for a sign," in other words, revelation measurements, right? "And for a witness unto Jehovah of hosts in the land of Egypt. For they shall cry unto Jehovah because of oppressors, and he will send them a Savior and a defender. And he," that is Jesus, "will deliver them." Within the Great Pyramid was a standard of measurement called the pyramid inch. With this, you could measure an outline of the history of man from beginning to end. A shaft went from the upper side of the pyramid to a pit representing hell beneath it. It is measured in length to represent the history of man in years. That history line was intersected by a passage that went to a room in the heart of the pyramid that was the exact size of the Holy of Holies, where the Ark of God, who is Jesus, would have resided. This represented the coming of Jesus to intersect that history line at the exact point in time when he came to save man's fall to the pit of hell. So God gave us this amazing witness in his word. And also the Great Pyramid originally had 144,000 polished limestone covering it before they were plundered. So this represents the man-child company mentioned twice in Revelation 14, 1 through 4. So back to Eve here. One structure was a golden graven image of a queen of Egypt. Well, this reminds one of the Babylonish harlot ruling over God's people. She went on to say, one structure seemed to be a rectangular palace with large, tall pillars surrounding it. I can't recall what the fourth structure was, even though I asked the Father to reveal it to me. God's finger made the sign of the cross over the four-cornered step pyramid, and its corners slid open in the directions that the finger moved. Inside the pyramid was a solid gold throne which had no back to it. God pointed with emphasis to that throne. And my thought was, like the Great Pyramid, the heart of the church is God's Holy of Holies, where his ark and throne are. The mercy seat on the Ark of the Covenant was a solid gold throne, which had no back, just like this. Okay, so the one on that throne should be God himself, not the queen or harlot of Egypt. Egypt usurped the throne of the Great Pyramid as its own. So she did with Israel, God's real building. In Isaiah 14 and 4, 12 and 13, the king of Babylon, inhabited by Lucifer, said, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, quote unquote, which God said is Abraham's seed. So America, as a modern-day Egyptian / Babylon, has and will usurp authority over the church, which will be resurrected from its death and burial in the dirt of America. So this speaks of a great revival because of this earthquake judgment on America. So back to Eve. Then I was taken back up over the United States into the heavenlies, where I was at the beginning. As I returned to my place, I asked God, what about my mother? Being concerned for my earthly mother. And I heard my earthly father's voice from behind me say, it's too late for her. And then I woke up. Well, let me say, in this case, the bride's mother is America, just what Jeremiah 50 and 8 says of Babylon. It's too late for her. Jeremiah 50 and 10. And Chaldea, that's Babylon, America, shall be a prey. All that prey upon her shall be satisfied, saith the Lord, or Jehovah. Because you are glad and because you rejoice, O ye that plunder my heritage, they did and they will persecute and kill God's people. Okay? Because you are wanton as a heifer that treadeth out the grain, in other words, persecution to bring forth the fruit in God's people, and nay, as strong horses, your mother, there she is, shall be utterly put to shame. She that bare you shall be confounded. Behold, she shall be the hindermost of the nations, a wilderness, a dry land, and a desert. Well, an earthquake tearing in the flesh of America will reveal the Great Pyramid symbol of the church being born out of the travail of persecution. Eve said, when I asked for a verse for this dream and flipped my Bible open, my finger came down on verses 2-4 of Obadiah. But the Bible I have has an introduction to each book, so my finger came down on the sentence within the introduction. Quote, God will bring her down, unquote. Verses 2-4. Obadiah 2, behold, I have made thee small among the nations. Thou art greatly despised. A sign, of course, of God bringing down from her throne the U.S. and destroying its economy through which it rules. We will see that the earthquakes will do this. 3. The pride of thy heart hath deceived thee, O thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, that saith his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? Verse 4. Though thou mount as high as the eagle, and though thy nest be set among the stars, I will bring thee down from thence, saith the Lord. Deb Horton's notes, she said, I asked for a word and my finger came down on Psalm 21 and 10. Their fruit wilt thou destroy from the earth, their seed from among the children of men. Speaking about, I would say, Babylon and Egypt in America, right? And Eve said, also several months later, when I was reading Isaiah 19, the Lord told me that this chapter was in reference to this dream. Well, this chapter is about God's judgment on Egypt and the Great Pyramid altar. And part of that judgment is civil war, just as the judgment on Babylon was a division. I would say, we're in a form of a civil war right now. It's mostly the right fighting the left, right? Daniel 5:25-28 says, in this, you know, basically this war, this civil war. And Isaiah 19:2 says, and I will stir up the Egyptians against the Egyptians. So even now, the U.S. is polarized by the left and right, and they shall fight everyone against his brother and everyone against his neighbor, city against city and kingdom against kingdom, and spirit of Egypt shall fall in the midst of it, and I will destroy the counsel thereof. And they shall seek unto the idols, and to the charmers, and to them that have familiar spirits, and to wizards, all of which is being done. And I will give over the Egyptians into the hand of a cruel lord, that's Satan. And a fierce king shall rule over them, saith the Lord, Jehovah of hosts. So we have many dreams that speak of civil war in America as a tribulation judgment. Well, we have a form of a civil war happening right now, you know, in this polarization of right and left. It's going on, and even people are dying, you know. Mostly the left likes to kill people, So in the Word, when the beast came against God's people, God always divided them to save his people. Here's a portion of Eve's dream about the seven booms. Then I was awakened at 4 a.m. by a loud crashing boom outside our mobile home that shook the window, followed by two more lesser crashing booms, followed by four more. That makes seven booms. After the boom stopped, I realized that a song was being sung in my mind. The lyrics were, "I can walk on water, I can fly, I will keep on fighting till I die." I believe this is representing dying to self here. And since the bride was hearing the man-child's voice in her mind, could this be the man-child ministry? I believe so. I believe it depicts it very well. And they will also all do these wonderful things coming after the time of the booming sounds representing the earthquakes. So this is a song that was playing on a Halo Lego video that my son Elijah and his friend, whose name is Rebel, believe it or not, were listening to last week on the computer. Of course, this is back when she first had this revelation. HALO is a Navy SEAL acronym for High Altitude Low Opening, and it describes a certain airborne jump that they perform. And what it is the safest method for parachuting into enemy territory while under fire. It is to free fall as close to the earth as possible before opening the chute. And this maximizes the chance of evading the gunfire. The man-child will be coming to earth very fast and will be under enemy fire from many enemies, including the deep state and the factious leaders. Just as in Javier's dream, where he saw three snipers from them shooting at David from the darkness of a tank, but they could not hit him. Eve went on to say, "I'm not sure how it fits with the dream other than the lyrics seemed to describe Jesus in the man-child, but the song seems to be a rebellious mantra against the establishment." And I would say yes, and of the apostate hierarchy, right? There is a rebellion. Jesus was rebelling against the hierarchy of his day, and the man-child will in our day. So I asked the Father for a verse for the song, and my finger was on Lamentations 5 and 15. "The joy of our heart has ceased. Our dance has turned into mourning." Well, there will be repentance by the 70 saints who were forgiven in the forgiving the repentant dream. Yes, the elect will be repented. I then asked the Father for two verses for the booms, and I heard that woke me up and got Ezekiel 22:31. "Therefore have I poured out mine indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I brought upon their heads, saith the Lord Jehovah." Well, let me say that sowing unforgiveness, criticism, and slander always destroys the one who does it. Matthew 7 and 2. "For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged, and with what measure you meet, it shall be measured unto you." Well, if people really understood that, they would be careful about what they say and what they think. And Ezekiel 33:26, "You stand upon your sword, you work abomination." The sword, of course, I believe is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, right? And it's necessary to separate the sinner from the sin and leaven, okay? "And you defile everyone his neighbor's wife by selfish lusts of the flesh," and also this could be talking about the different denominations. "And shall ye possess the promised land?" I put promised in there because I know that's what it talks about. But shall ye possess the land? The answer is no. Midwest earthquake of epic proportions. This was given to Rick Sargent in 2008. The Lord first spoke to me about a major Midwest earthquake in December of 2003. And then on 7/14/08, he gave me some details about this up-and-coming quake. It will happen soon, I believe. It will register on the Richter scale as a 9-something. That's pretty tough, I tell you. I believe it will be on the New Madrid fault line and maybe around St. Louis, Missouri? I heard these words in my spirit. Quote, it will be of epic proportions, unquote. So this earthquake will permanently change the midst of the people of this nation. It will alter the terrain on a large scope. It will never be the same. People from different nations will come to the aid of the U.S., some maybe for ill intentions, he writes, you know. His personal notes are, when I heard of a 9, I wondered if there was ever a verified 9 quake in the world. I may be wrong, but I only found 3 earthquakes. One was a 1960 9.5 quake in Chile. The other one was a December 26, 2004, the tsunami that killed about 23,000 people. The U.S. Geological Survey says it was a 9.1. Others outside the country said it was a 9.3. The 1964 quake in Alaska was around 9, maybe. I do not want to sound like a doomsayer, but this quake may cause more deaths than any quake in the history of the world. I did research afterwards, and the tsunami quake of 2004 was the second in terms of deaths. The first one happened in about 1560 in China. That one claimed over 800,000 deaths, they say. In 2003, I had a friend who saw sea creatures in the spirit in Terre Haute, Indiana. She did not know why. I do not know if this is the quake that has been mentioned in relation to Lake Michigan or not, but it would not surprise me if it was. And I believe it will be felt in almost all the states. The midsection of the U.S. will be the worst. Well, also, the West Coast quakes around this time are prophesied to be terrible. Okay. The big harvest or revival will come alongside great sorrows. Yes, well, that causes people to turn to the Lord, doesn't it? Okay, we call this one Great Earthquake Impedes Travel and Drought. This is Rick Sargent, 2012. I was not thinking about anything particular when I saw a vision of this woman on a horse. Her name is Mary. I know her. She is a mature Christian. And then I saw the word earthquake in red letters. I have never seen those letters in red, and I don't recall it. They have always been in black or an occasional other color, but this word was right above her. I then saw these words, great destruction will impede traveling. Well, he may be talking to the people who are mature, you know. That made sense to me why I saw Mary on a horse. Well, also, Mary could be the woman church who brings forth the man-child, as it was with Jesus. And Sandy and Audrey said she could also be the church trusting in the strength of beastly flesh. Well, I think they were more positive in this case. She was a mature person, but riding upon a donkey. So then I saw the number 85. I did not know what this number meant. Then Deborah Horton sent us a dream that I, David, was restoring I-85 overpass or Passover. She didn't know about this dream. After asking the Lord to explain to me about this 85, I received this revelation from Deborah Horton within 2 days, and 85 is emphasized again. Here is a portion of it. There was a highway work crew repairing overpass where I-85 goes over Highway 29. Well, let me say the spiritual road crew represents those reformers who restore the paths to dwell in. Isaiah 58 and 12 says, "And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in." And Deborah's note was, overpass, quote-unquote, is a word play on pass over, quote-unquote. And if we want the Lord to pass over our sins, we must forgive everyone. But I was giving place to doubt and bitterness about a particular person when I had this dream in real life, the place where I-85 passes over Highway 29 was chewed up by heavy trucks going to and from the smelly multi-state landfill. The landfill there is as large as a small mountain, and part of it was finally patched. So we could say that the I-85 overpass / Passover has been kept in disrepair by trucks creating a mountain of garbage representing the magnitude of stinking thinking and the ways of those who give in to factions and their false Jesus and apostate leadership. That would explain why below David was repairing the road, Isaiah 58 and 12. The restorer of paths to dwell in. Well, Deb later told me 85 is meaning 8 equals new beginning and 5 equals grace. Well, that's good. Highway 29 mostly parallels I-85, zigzagging back and forth across the path of I-85. From Rick's emails in Deb Horton's dream, David was over a highway work crew repairing the I-85. Passover of the Highway 29, which represents the earthquake, meaning God's people must be prepared through faith and God's works to escape these quakes. We must keep a Passover, not physically, but spiritually. So in the natural, Highway 29 goes to the heart of Washington, D.C., which speaks of the future quake. USGS says the epicenter of the 8/23/11 5.8 quake was 5 miles south-southwest of Mineral, Virginia, which is 84 miles to D.C. That's close enough. Number 29 may mean a second quake or judgment. 2 equals second and division also, and 9 equals judgment. A portion of 29 between Greensboro, North Carolina, and Danville, Virginia, will be upgraded to an interstate. They are naming the new interstate I-785. It's probably already up by now, hopefully. The point is that it is being made into a faster highway, meaning a quick time for the quake to hit D.C. without delay. Interstates do not have stoplights or stop signs and cross over multiple states. The earthquakes will be felt in multiple states. I did find it interesting that U.S. Highway 29 dead ends right where I-70 starts on the East Coast and moves west across the heart of the Midwest, all the way to the west, to Utah, where it branches off with other interstates to Los Angeles on the west coast. And according to Wikipedia, the U.S. military wanted it that way, to be able to travel from Southern California to the northeastern United States, like New York City. I'm convinced of the spiritual revelation of the number 85, as obviously we can see there's definitely a sign there, right, as a Passover, and that these quakes are coming. But it's interesting that a Passover was being repaired on the I-85 interstate, going over Highway 29, and goes 84 or 85 miles from the epicenter of the last quake in Virginia to D.C., where the same 5.8 quake judged the Washington Monument and the Statue of Liberty by cracking them. That's not a chance that that is not a sign. We've had revelations that government and liberty will be changed by this. And I am convinced that we must be entitled to the Passover of this judgment, which was paid for by Jesus when it does come. Make sure that your heart is right with God and your brethren by abiding in Christ Jesus, right? Amen. So in 2008, I gathered all the dreams of the New Madrid splitting the country and compared the timing that looked like on each, right? And I came up with the theory that there were at least two big quakes in the New Madrid, one at the beginning of the trib and one at the end, when the nations come together to divide Israel for the last time. I shared this on the program at that time in Brenda Schoenemann's dream of 10-12-08. I wrote, "This Midwest quake that divides the U.S. may happen twice, the last being the worst, and dividing the country even more," because we know all the dreams of the Midwest earthquake, the New Madrid earthquake split the country down the middle. I do not doubt Rick may be right about a quake coming, but there was no year on the date part, which leaves open a very large quake at the end of the trib. And I believe we will see a lesser but very damaging quake leading up to the tribulation, when the Lord comes as the latter rain on the man-child body. And as we know, Jesus was died on an earthquake, and he was resurrected on a great earthquake. I believe this is the great earthquake, and it's talking about the resurrection of the man-child, spiritually speaking. Hosea 6:3, and let us know, let us follow on to know Jehovah. His going forth is as sure as the morning. He will come unto us as the rain, as the latter rain that watereth the earth. Change your mind about how the Lord is coming pre-tribulation. This is how he's coming. He's coming as the latter rain on the first fruits first, which is the man child. And they're going to go forth as a resurrected Christ to do the works of Jesus. It will be a sign. 1 Corinthians 4 and 5. Wherefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall each man have his praise from God. So let's go back to Rick here. A major quake of over 9 on the Richter scale, as indicated in the prophecy Midwest earthquake of epic proportions, would probably cause an economic crash, especially if coupled with the Western Seaboard major quake, back to back, knocking out the electric grid for months, etc. We know they have another electric grid, you know, Tesla Free Energy, ready to bring up, so that could be a help. It would cause much death and push over the edge all they have already done to resurrect the economy with the RV. It would also help to bring revival. So Rick said, about less than a week before I had received this vision of the number 85, I was on the phone with a lady who was a customer. She brought up the subject of dreams and visions, not knowing I was her confirmer. She said that there were going to be 2 major quakes, one on the East Coast, which we prayed down. This is down to, I would say, many smaller earthquakes on the East Coast, okay? And the other one off the New Madrid, which, because of that, will come just after the terrible West Coast quakes. She said the Lord showed her they would be one after another. And I told her I agreed with her, but thought the quakes would be days apart. I told her the last 3 quakes that the Lord has revealed to me are where quakes are not commonly known to happen. He first showed me the Washington quake months before it happened. And then he showed me the largest quake in Oklahoma's history months before it happened. And he also has shown me one in Nebraska, but that, of course, has not yet occurred. The lady then proceeded to tell me about a drought throughout the United States. She said states will be fighting over water rights with inland waterways and lakes. Well, as of July of 2026 in the U.S., we are seeing approximately 38% drought. Some areas are experiencing extreme drought from the East Coast and throughout the country towards the West. This fighting over water rights may also be because of the enormous amount of water needed for all of the data centers that they are building in several places in the states. I told her in 2011 I saw a vision of a donkey walking with its head down from west to east on a map of the United States. There was the word famine on the donkey. Could the donkey be a sign of what's causing the famine? I don't know. With sagebrush blowing around it. And we know that the donkey is the symbol of the Democratic Party, which is failing and making many mistakes. Maybe they will be guilty of this. And then just last week, April of 2012 at the time, I received a call, and the person said of the headlines, Indianapolis Star read, Drought in all states except for Alaska and Ohio. I then proceeded to tell her I saw in a vision in 2011 of a radial arm saw making a cut just on the south edge of the Great Lakes. When it carved out the lakes, it went over to Mississippi River and made a cut all the way down to the Gulf. So the New Madrid, of course, is going to bust it from north to south, right? And then I saw these words, war over water. She seemed to be my confirmer, too. So there has been a water war with major rivers very low, you know, in our day. So we could be seeing the fulfillment of this soon. And here's his note. Additional confirmation and revelation. In March of 2011, I was given this vision from the Lord. I saw the word earthquake suspended over a map of the United States. Three golden rods came from the word earthquake. One pointed to what I thought was just north of Washington, D.C. But it was difficult to determine because it was more like a geography map and was not showing cities. The second pointed to the Midwest, and the third pointed to California. This seems to indicate the possibility of a series of quakes indicated in Sandy Shaw's dream, series of quakes hits U.S. In a simpler form in my vision. Well, she mentioned, by the way, that these same places plus a lesser-known seismic zone in the Tennessee Valley, a much lesser earthquake, but one that was necessary to make it a refuge. Sandy had hers in May of 2011. These two revelations were true, but when the East Coast large quake was prayed down, the sequence of the other two large quakes changed. We believe now that the West Coast will precede the New Madrid, as also some dreams say. Okay, but we went through the whole process, and some people saw further down the road, you see. So number two, in Sandy's dream, in the notes in red letters, David noted, their urgency may be to leave and get into new homes before the quakes because the New Madrid could affect her area in central Arkansas and at least impede her travel. And then Rick said this, these are basically the same words in my vision I saw, quote, great destruction will impede traveling, unquote. And Mary on the horse, you can imagine a crack down the middle that can't even be bridged, you know, probably in some places with the military bridges, but those are floating on the water, right? And Mary on the horse slash man-child for 19 and 12. David went on to say, the man-child will lead many into the wilderness prepared by this great destruction in the beginning of the tribulation. Also, a horse implies automobiles don't have gas or good roads like a wilderness. You know, here's an update in 5:01:12. I received a major confirmation from my son, Jeremy. He texted me at 8:48 a.m. on 5:01:12. I did not get a hold of him on the phone until 7:16 p.m. the next day. First of all, Jeremy does not know anything about the vision of great earthquake impedes travel and drought. Jeremy lives in Shreveport in northeastern Louisiana. I had only told my friend Mary, who lives in Indiana, and one friend at work who lives in Ohio. Jeremy prayed before he went to bed, "Lord, give me dreams or visions," unquote. He awoke that morning wide awake, and he opened the Bible, and it was at Isaiah 24. He said, "Dad, I started crying and could not stop. It was like prophetic weeping. I call him Jeremiah sometimes, the weeping prophet. He said he read the whole chapter and wept all the way through it." He said what was impressed in his spirit was economic collapse and a very big earthquake. So much for the golden age that they believe is coming. You know, it's going to be a golden moment, so take advantage of it. He said, "Dad, I feel it's right around the corner, right at the door." Well, you know, in God's timing, that's about right. It didn't happen that quickly for them. But he later turned on the TV and said words were spoken like a play on words from the TV. He said on the news they talked about the euro in trouble and the dollar also. And he had not turned on the news for months. He said God seems to be confirming to him the judgment on the United States and the world. He said it's like people know it, but they are ignoring it or pretending it will go away. And when Jeremy said that, a scripture came to my mind, and I knew it was in Ezekiel 7. And I looked it up, and it was verses 25 and 26. "Destruction comes. They will seek peace, but there shall be none. Disaster upon disaster, and rumor will be upon rumor." In my Bible, the subtitle above Isaiah 24 is "Impending Judgment on the Earth." This thought then came to me. Eve Brass' dream of 7 earthquakes around the world. I then noticed the Bible notes for Isaiah 24, 1 through 6. It's not clear what form the devastation will take. The imagery suggests drought and possible earthquakes. Such judgments have happened throughout human history and will be climaxed during the time before Christ's return, often referred to as the Great Tribulation. I believe that this is a way to create the wilderness and bring about the Great Tribulation. I went on to read Isaiah 24 and 13, "When it shall be thus in the midst of the land among the people, it shall be like the shaking of the olive tree." And verse 19, "The earth is violently broken. The earth is split open. The earth is shaken exceedingly," unquote. And verse 20, "The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard and shall totter like a hut. Its transgression shall be heavy upon it," unquote. So let me share this transcript of a prophetic warning the Lord gave to Brandon Biggs prior to the 7.4 Columbia earthquake that recently occurred on a Monday, August the 10th, 2026. He said, "The Lord showed us it was coming, a shaking in Columbia." Brandon Biggs. "They felt that all over the place there would be big earthquakes. What is this happening with the earth? The earth is shaking and rocking and reeling like a drunkard. The Lord said it was coming. The Word said it was coming. And so we're seeing the beginnings of it, the birthing pains." Well, I think it is also the sign of the birthing of the man-child ministry, too. B because we believed this was going to happen at the New Madrid earthquake and have been saying so for years. So the birth pains here may not just be for the earth, but for a sign of the coming man-child. And what are we about to see? Major shaking. Why? Because I told you, Colombia will be shaken. Venezuela will be shaken. Cuba will be shaken. And we saw earthquakes. Cuba will be shaken. Why? Because it's a representation of what's happening in the spiritual realm. It is manifesting in the natural. And a great harvest of souls is coming to Venezuela and Cuba and Colombia. Watch. And it's going to spread through Brazil. Much what happens, God is going to pour out his spirit in South America. Watch. And here's another clip Brandon posted on 8/10/26 about a recent volcano in Japan. So there is a volcano going off in Japan like the Lord was telling us. I saw a lot of people go home because of this eruption. The Lord said, watch Japan. Japan's gonna split. And I saw a major shaking hit Japan, and that's what we were seeing last night. That's the live stream prayer meeting that he has. I'm going to shake. He said California will have an earthquake that has not been seen in this generation. A massive earthquake is about to happen in California. On August the 8th, an exploding fireball appeared, captured in eastern Japan, and he gives a link to it there. A 2-kilometer column of smoke rose after another eruption of the Sakurajima volcano in Japan. The volcano began to become active on July the 7th. On the same night, surveillance cameras also recorded the glow. On August the 8th, ash was released from the Minamidake crater. To a height of more than 2,000 meters. The Japan Meteorological Agency predicts continued activity as magma accumulates deep underground near the craters of Nandake and Siva. There is a danger of falling large rocks. According to researchers, this is the 18th eruption on Sakurajima this year. In the footage, the sky is filled with a black cloud of smoke and local residents are hiding from the effects of the eruption. So Brandon said this, the Lord says you will see fearful sights that will bring you to your knees. Oh, I hope so. And I say, watch the signs in the heavens. It will shake the signs in the heavens. So let me read this transcript of Brandon Biggs's revelation. The Lord showed me a major earthquake along the San Andreas fault line. That was in 8/10/26. What did the Lord show us about the San Andreas? A week ago, the Lord told us to pray over the San Andreas. I said, you're about to see a major shaking and the water will boil. The water will come up out of the ground hotter than it's ever come out of the ground. And I said, you're going to see California have the big one. And today, August the 3rd, 2026, California's top earthquake expert issued a chilling new warning on the big one. It could be tomorrow. He shows a clip of a news report. Quote, scientists agree that we are due for a massive earthquake along the San Andreas Fault. They just don't know when. But as Maribel Gonzalez reports, a new study suggests it may be coming sooner rather than later. This simulation depicts Southern California as a worst-case earthquake, a massive magnitude 7.8 rupture along the San Andreas Fault. It could last nearly 2 minutes of shaking. Experts say hundreds could die along with billions of dollars in damage. This simulated earthquake rivals the powerful quake that struck Venezuela in June, highlighting their devastating impact. Quote, it could go another 100 years. It could be tomorrow. It could be, next minute, unquote, said Dr. Lucy Jones, a seismologist at Caltech. They're being careful, but they suspect it's about to go. Quote, but a new study warns the risk of a significant earthquake in California could be greater than previously believed, with even more widespread damage, unquote. Quote, what we found now is that, stresses are naturally high, and they're actually in some places the highest that we've seen in all of these 1,000 years, said Lilaine Burkhardt, a geophysicist at the University of Bern. And you can see this interview. We'll leave a link on the text here. So back to Brandon. And this is what I saw back 4 days ago. I saw a major earthquake, major hot geysers boiling even more, water coming up out of the Yellowstone, and I saw a shaking in California. By the way, when water meets magma, you have a 1,600 times explosion. So that's how a lot of times volcanoes blast the top totally out of them is they meet and there is a steam explosion. And I saw a shaking in California. A major shaking is coming to California. And the Lord said these earthquakes that will take place will be symbolic that I'm about to have a major, major move of my presence upon San Francisco. So these shakings, these earthquakes, many of them can be formed the same way, water meets magma. And I saw men without their shirts on, weeping before the Lord, and the Lord was referring to homosexuality. And he said, watch what I'm about to do in San Francisco. I saw perversion weeping before the Lord, and I saw Portland, and I saw Seattle, and I saw British Columbia, and I saw a major move of God coming to California in the days ahead, and a shaking of the earth, a major shakings, earthquakes, and destruction of bridges and things like that. We call this one, we are in magnitude 7 territory. Get a tent. Allison Pound, 8-10-26. There are going to be more earthquakes, a lot more, larger magnitude, like you just saw in Colombia, South America. Multitude 7, or magnitude 7, and above are going to become a thing. China is going to have 3 magnitude 7s, not 6.9, but 7 and over. And I am raising the mag levels across the earth. Europe will have some mag 7s, Italy in particular. It will be destroying whole cities. Yes, You heard me, whole cities, various parts of the earth, across the nations. I have already told you Iceland will have some big quakes. Some of these Mag 7s will come before the California big one that will be off the Richter scale, and some will come after. This is how it will be from now until the end. The ring of fire will be lit up on your map. Remember, I told you many years ago, look at the map. Watch. I regularly check the earthquake maps because God told me to watch. I am coming down to shake the whole earth one more time, one more season. That's biblical. The final season, everything that can be shaken shall be shaken. He said, yet once more, too. Okay? So we're entering that season. There will be landslides, large rock falls in mountainous regions, and the landscape will be much altered in some areas. This is to be expected. Tell my people, camping gear. Tell them to keep camping equipment handy because some of them are going to need it. They will be living in tents. Many homes will not be safe to live in after earthquakes. Tell them if they do not buy camping equipment, tents especially now, they will not be able to buy them later. Companies selling tents will be sold out. I told you it is time. I am speaking about all that is happening and all that will happen from now on. It is time for all end time events to come to pass. You have been waiting. You will no longer be waiting to see these terrible events. Haggai 2 and 6 says, this is what the Lord Almighty says, in a little while I will once more shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. And Hebrews 12 and 25, see to it that you do not refuse him who speaks. If they did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, how much less will we if we turn away from him who warns us from heaven? At that time his voice shook the earth, and now he has promised, once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. The words once more indicate the removing of what can be shaken, that is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. And therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. For our God is a consuming fire. And of course, abiding in Christ is that secret place, that place of hiding from the judgments falling upon the world, that Passover of Psalm 91, so to speak. Psalm 46, 1 through 3, God is our refuge and our strength, an everlasting present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. They can literally do that, you know. They just go up in smoke out of a volcano and it starts falling from then on, you know. Around the earth, these kind of volcanoes can judge the whole earth and actually make it dark during the midday. And it could stay that way for a while. So, mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Though its waters roar and foam, the mountains quake with their surging. This is prophecy and the destruction of California. Allison Pound, 8:07-26. Today I went to the Lord to ask him if he would allow me to write and publish on the subject of prophecy, what it is and what it is not. Most of the church does not know that. Whilst he agreed that many do not understand prophecy or even know what it is, the Lord did not want me writing about it. Instead, I was instructed to republish a warning for California. You will find that further down the page, the following is all of his reply. People are going to be triggered. He means that's a given. They won't like what I say. They won't receive what I say. And what they do is go back to what they were taught. And they were taught by people who themselves don't know what prophecy is. They were taught it must be nice, kind, loving words, encouraging, positive, upbuilding, and so on. I have not the time to teach a people who will not listen to what prophecy is. You will keep on with posting what I will say to them until I stop speaking. They are not going to like anything I say, and he means you won't like what he says this time either. This is judgment hour, most especially for America and the American churches. It will be swift. The sentence will be swiftly carried out. It will be sudden. I will come upon them as I did with Sodom and Gomorrah. The people and place I am talking about here have been given the warnings. There is time for just a few more, and my prophets will speak one more time, and then the sentencing will be carried out. All I have said that I would do to California and surrounding states will be done. Japan will not get any more warnings, none. They will be hit first. Then California will have a short duration, hours only, before they are hit. So notice that, not very long between Japan and California. I want you to know that I will have mercy, great mercy, on some Christians on that terrible day, because they will be out of the state, not in California. So these ones will survive to tell the story. They will, some of them, have sudden urgent business that takes them out of California. Some actual pastors, leaders of churches, will be away preaching, as will some others in the congregation. And I will tell you this too, which is something showed to us. The angels will transport people from the West Coast, some people from the West Coast. So this, the aftermath, will be a terrible time for them, as they will be aware that they were spared. And this is why I will spare them. It is so that they look at themselves afresh and at the state that they so loved and are convicted. Repentance will flow in these ones. This is what I desire. This is what I prefer. I prefer repentance to destruction. It does not please me to bring down these harsh judgments, but I am a righteous judge, and I will act righteously. All praise and glory to the Lord God Almighty, who is both merciful and just, she says. The following word from the Lord was first published on 1st of January 2026, 7 months and 7 days ago. Reposting it here as directed by the Lord. To whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. I am about to visit Japan and then California also. Everything I told you I would do, I will do to them. I am about to do it. I told you, my true prophets will know because I will tell them. And just before I do it, I will tell them. I will say to them, it is time. I will tell them to brace for impact, because you and they will feel the impact of what I am going to do. The shaking and the destruction of the earth and the people in those places will be immense, shocking. It will be all that the survivors around the earth can talk about for a long time. That is when they start talking, because when this happens at first, they will not talk. The shock will hit them. Some will then shake their fists in the air and will no longer follow me. These ones did not know me at all well before, but others will turn to me in a big way. Prepare for this. Many will want to talk about me suddenly. They will have questions. They will want to get right with me. And my hand of mercy will be outstretched to these, so be ready to speak. Well, I think this is a very good word. Be ready to speak to people. Why? You know, you're going to hear all kinds of things, right? Donald Trump is going. He will go shortly after California goes. And California is about to go. The seabed is in turmoil out of California. The underwater volcanoes are coming to life. Angels have been sent to command them to erupt. Angels are my messengers. They put my judgments into action. Remember the scrolls and the decrees. The book of Revelation, see below. Keep watching and waiting. When you see that Japan has had a magnitude 8 earthquake, a tsunami will follow. Then you will know California is next. The shaking will shift tectonic plates. I will shake the earth like a cottage. I have not told you this before, but this earthquake, the one that takes out California, will be felt further away than any earthquake before it. Other volcanoes in the vicinity will also erupt. Remember, I told you to keep an eye on the ring of fire, and this is the time. This is the time when shipping will be interrupted and new paths will be found for the ships in order to bypass the volcanic activity. In 2012, the Lord spoke about this, but I did not understand at the time. He said, way below the earth's crust, there will be a disturbance far greater than any before. Out upon the waters of the Pacific, there is going to be a disturbance that comes from far below. Shipping will be lost at this time. There will become an area that must now be avoided. The earth will never be the same again. After this, many, many sea creatures will die and will be washing up on far shores. And this will go on for months. Dear one, this will be a terrible time for the people of the earth. Very trying. But incredibly, the wicked will continue to be wicked. It will be like they think time is short and they must get a whole lot more wickedness in before they go. Their hearts will harden, if that were at all possible. And although I am in judgment mode, I am very angry. I will be very controlled and perfect in all my judgments. You will have access to me at all times. I will not be like the angry father here on earth who does not want to talk to anyone when he is in his angry mode. I do not want you to keep away from me, but to draw near and remain. This is the only way. Revelation 7 and 1. And after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. Please note, I now believe that there may be two Mag 8 earthquakes in Japan, happening close together. That would be very destructive to Japan. It's very unstable on what it sits on in the ocean. It would no doubt cause parts of Japan to sink. So pray for the Japanese people. Pray for them to call out to the Lord. And you call out to the Lord for them, right? So these two magnitude eights will happen close together. The Lord will speak to me on a subject over a period of time, adding details to what he first said. If I don't catch everything, he will repeat what he said at a later time. Reading through my journal, I found that he had said Japan would have two magnitude 8 quakes, adding that a Mag 12 would also happen there, but at a later time. That I would say, a much later time. A 12 is huge, huge, so huge. I saw Mount Fuji erupt in a dream some years ago. That may also happen at the same time as the two magnitude 8 quakes. There has been increased activity in the Ring of Fire and the fault lines in America that may continue for a while, or it may not. Psalm 91 says, "Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High, we dwell, live, and remain in the shelter of the Most High by casting off the things of this world and its sinful practices, and by being in intimacy with Him and remaining so, humble and obedient, walking in His ways. The peace of God which passes all understanding, guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus." Okay, this one was called "A Catastrophic Earthquake is Coming. Get Out Now." Karen Newsberry, 8625. On the morning of July the 29th, 2025, at 8:16 a.m., I heard the Lord speak. As I listened to His voice, I cried. I beg anyone who lives in California to please get out. Get out now. Well, of course, that is totally useless to some people. Others will listen. Others will wait until they're very close and hear from the Lord. But repentance falls on deaf ears. A nation once put under protection, my protection, such divine and illustrated protection. The world is my footstool. Have I not spoken of the many judgments coming to this world? For out of prophets and babes, even the children, have spoken what I have shown them. Destruction comes to a state far beyond the land where the depths of water abound. California, I have called for your repentance and have heard few repent. Those that are in me, I have heard. Sin abounds in your land. for the stench I cannot bear. Sin is as a primary language for such a nation. California, your mountains will move out of their place. Your waters will shake to and fro. Your judgment is now. Your nation will look with fear in their eyes at what is coming. I have been mocked and scoffed at long enough by a stiff-necked people. America, this is just the beginning of what is coming. Trump will continue to do what he has been assigned to do, but his time is almost up, for division was his goal. Please, a catastrophic earthquake is coming. Leave. I have seen in a dream of the destruction. Please heed the Lord's warning. Well, I'll share this portion of a video transcript from Brandon Biggs in December of 2025. It's called A Major 8.4 Earthquake on the New Madrid. There will be great, great shakings in the nation, great earthquakes, great earthquakes, great earthquakes. I see on the New Madrid, I see a great earthquake, and it will go, and it will shake, 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 and it will be a sign. It will be a sign on the New Madrid, a sign coming. A major sign. I see it all on this side. I see Missouri. I see Kentucky. I see Tennessee. I see 8.4. That's what I see, 8.4. There will be a shaking in the heartland. Revival is coming. I see drought. I see rain. He said this is weather manipulation and weather warfare. Tennessee earthquake. Elizabeth Marie, 5/20/25. And the links she provides are document and track the Madrid quakes. This one was Southeast Missouri earthquakes in the last week. Missouri earthquake track. Earthquakes near Tennessee. 200 plus earthquakes shake the New Madrid fault. On May 18, 2025, the Lord led me to this verse in Jeremiah. The lion, I believe this is Satan, has come up from his thicket, and the destroyer of nations is on his way. He has gone forth from his place to make your land desolate. Your cities will be laid waste without inhabitant. Jeremiah 4:7. The lion in this case is death coming from the hand of Satan, as it says in 1 Peter 5:8, who comes to destroy the cities and the land. Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. 1 Peter 5:8. Well, he is that great destroyer, like in the days of Moses, when the destroyer came into the Egyptians' homes and killed the firstborns. For the Lord will pass through to strike the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to strike you. Exodus 12:23. Of course, the Lord has the destroyer on a leash, right? We are called to resist him. Yes, you need to stand on the promises of God. It will bring you through this, okay? Quote, stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. Remember that your Christian brothers and sisters all over the world are going through the same kind of suffering that you are. Unquote. 1 Peter 5 and 9. After reading Jeremiah 4 and 7, I immediately felt a great sorrow and started weeping for what is coming. In my spirit, I knew that the heaviness that I felt was concerning the destruction that is coming to the United States. I believe this includes earthquakes. The links above are about earthquakes that occurred in the last week near the New Madrid fault line, as well as the 4.1 earthquake in Tennessee on May the 10th, 2025. The one in Tennessee happened approximately 30 miles south of Knoxville and was felt in several states, including all the way down to Atlanta, Georgia. I heard from many who actually felt it, who were hours away, and they said it felt like a train rumbling through their house. I heard that once when an earthquake shook here. It sounded like a 18-wheeler was passing underneath my house. I said, "What? What was that?" You know. Then I asked my neighbor north of us, "Did you hear that?" "Yep, I heard it." Okay, earthquake dreams. I have received quite a few dreams concerning the New Madrid fault, along with confirmations from other prophetic people. The first one was posted in Z3 News back in 2016 about the connection of a 9.5 earthquake and the dividing of the land of Israel. In this vision, I saw an outline map of America. I didn't see the state lines, but only the outline of the U.S. And then the map zoomed to where the earthquake started, and I saw a black dot pulsating on the epicenter. The dot was in the upper part of the middle of the country. However, I wasn't sure of which state. It seemed higher than the New Madrid fault. And then I saw a 9.5 indicating the level on the Richter scale. I was not given any dates or timing. Well, of course, that one starts far north. We just saw one 8.4 prediction, and we pray this one was prayed down, right? Somewhat. That would be nice. Thank you, Lord. I was also shown that if Israel is divided, so shall America be divided. Then more recently, upon April the 15th, 2024, I had this dream and posted it on April 17th, 2025. I saw an outline of the map of the United States. Then I saw a large red target bull's eye pulsating in the area of the New Madrid fault. And then I noticed smaller red bull's eyes all up and down the east coast of America, indicating many smaller earthquakes replacing the large earthquake which was prayed down. I don't know how many, but at least six smaller targets were pulsating. End of vision. I was also shown about the liquefaction that often comes with an earthquake. Well, the Lord does not give me these things to bring fear, but to bring revelation and confirmations of His end-time prophecies. I believe that He wants each one of His children to seek Him concerning these warnings so that they might hear His voice and follow His directions accordingly. For some, it might even mean to relocate. But only if or when you hear His still small voice. Well, I agree. Pray about that. Especially if you're in one of those areas that we're mentioning and others. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake, and after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire, a still small voice. 1 Kings 19:11-12. You see, he's not going to scream at you. You know, it'll be the still small voice. So, did we call this one warning words about a coming shaking? This was Ken Dewey's revelation in 7:27-26. Celeste and I have been praying and asking the Lord if we could take a short vacation from this work at Desert Zion just to rest and to recuperate. And when we asked this, we heard him say, the Lord said, don't travel. The Lord said, don't travel. We asked him, will the financial system fail? He said, no, it will be jolted. Jolted definition, to strike, shake up, jar, as with a bumpy ride or with a sharp blow, to move along in a jerky manner. Of course, you know they're changing the whole economic system, and it is a much more honest system, and it will include justice. He said again, it will change, and I asked him how, and he said to something more maneuverable. Quote, yes, there will be changes in the landscape, great changes, lives will be lost, and there will be positive changes too. There will be building damages and rebuilding, unquote. Quote, people will panic for essentials. So have them on hand. Some technology will fail. It must not be depended on. Depend on me. I am your Lord. Do not fear. Air travel will be suspended. We have posted this word of warning even as we have heard it spoken to us. The Lord help your people to hear and be warned. And help them prepare. Desert Prophet Ken Dewey. The light will shine in his glory in the desert. The next step, more of me. And this was by Celeste Dewey on June 9, 2026. Our God is a practical God. This is a practical word from him for the days ahead. Some are wondering what to do to be ready for the coming shaking, and the next step will definitely need to be clearly seen. This is what the Lord said to me. The Lord said, today, I need more of your time. Push everything aside. You must stay alert, and don't let any setbacks in your life bother you. Some people feel stretched beyond limits. They feel like they are doing all they can to keep going. Just open your hearts and be in the moment. You take care of your relationships with me. Concentrate and focus on it. I will help you. Just give me your time and attention. That's all. Do not be afraid to take the next step. More of me. Well, this agrees with the word Debbie Finsky received recently about not being afraid of the Lord and getting close to him, which I share below. Eyes of promise, hearts of fire, watch me mold them to be my instruments of promise for a purpose greater than any man could imagine. Watch me use them for my glory, for they will go farther with me than any other. They will see me move. They will see the change firsthand because their gaze is unobstructed. It is set on the one who formed them and fashioned them for something greater than themselves. See me moved secretly, opening their hearts further and further to my desires. Added scripture to this to consider, Psalm 51:10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. A great prayer. I love you, Yeshua. I have posted this word in obedience to my Holy Spirit teacher. God bless you. You are in my prayers. Celeste Dewey. And this is the Debbie Finsky revelation. Do not fear my love. 8:1-26. This is what the Lord began to speak to me as we were singing, no longer a slave. We are no longer slaves to fear. Yes, I say to you, my children, do not fear me. Do not fear me. Do not fear the great love that I have for you. My love will draw you deep into me. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, saints, but he's talking about this reverential fear. You don't want to offend him. You don't like his spankings, obviously, and so forth. But he doesn't want us to walk around trembling about him. He wants us to have a relationship with him, right? So it's going to draw you deep into me as you hang on to me and as you give me all of your love. Do not fear where my love is going to be taking you, but look forward expectantly, because you will know that my love has gone before you. It will be my love drawing you through your love for me. So do not fear what I am going to be drawing you into, because I will be drawing you into myself, deeper into myself, deeper into my love. Do not fear my love, my children. I felt that the Lord was using the song Miracle Worker to confirm that we don't have to fear. He is our light in the darkness, and he's our way maker. And his love will lead us into dark places, but the light is in the darkness, going before us. Going through the darkness is helping us grow. We want all of God, and we can trust him with what he wants to do in us, because through it all, he's our light in the darkness. So we do not need to fear. He will always be our light. And also what came to me as I was typing this out was John 15. Out of his great love for us, it is his taking us through the pruning that will bring us deeper into him. Thank you, Lord, for your great love for us. We know there will be hard places that you are going to be leading us through, even using us in. But we trust your word to us, Lord. Thank you that it is always out of your great love for us. And so we will not fear. We thank you that those who love you prune. And thank you that in the pruning, through it all, you are bringing us to be overcomers and growing us more and more into your image. So we will not fear because you tell us to not fear your love. And thank you, loving Father. Amen. I'm going to give this earthquake warning for Wisconsin by Allison Pound, August of 2025. I am the Lord. I am here upon the earth for judgment. I will not relent in my judgments. I will not pause in my judgments. I am righteous God. All my judgments are righteous. I will take America apart piece by piece until there is nothing left. And she is a foul odor in my nostrils, and a bitter taste upon my tongue. The cup is full, full of America's iniquity. I will not relent. There is to be another earthquake. A large crack will open up in the earth, many miles, kilometers long. I am bringing this quake to a state where the people have long held me in disdain. They are the rock and roll state. Rock and roll rules here. Unlike in the South, where the blues is it, quote unquote, you do not know this state, it is, and its fame. But I have been watching them. My eyes miss nothing. The state of Wisconsin will have this earthquake. There will be many tremors ongoing after the California quake. But Wisconsin will have a large earthquake. The rock on which this state sits deep down has become quite thin, and it is unstable. There will be a division of the land. Equally, the USA will be broken apart, top to bottom, north to south. Wisconsin has many farms, much produce, feeding America. And after this disaster, they will no longer feed America. All right, Saints, I hope you will take this seriously. And, of course, you can go to the site and read the text and think on it and meditate on it. Obviously, there's discrepancies about the size of the earthquake at the New Madrid. That's okay, because sometimes God relents and he lowers the judgment. Father, we praise you and we thank you. We ask you to be with all of our friends and especially your people on the West Coast to begin with. And your people in Japan too, in Jesus' name. God bless you, Saints. We'll do this again sometime. Bye.